You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
No problem is too big or too small for Natural Ange.
Good morning, Ange.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good too, thanks.
That's great. So we're going to be looking at something kind of interesting today.
Yes. I was just going to say, on the weekend we went to a yoga retreat with Hannah. She did it from Monday's Whole Foods, and it was a really great one. It was just one night away at Mirawai. And, you know, it just went from mid-morning Saturday through to Sunday, and it was just like a good little getaway. And I did a woman's talk in the lotus tents, and
cool.
Then they could go surfing and have, you know, play tennis and have a free time.
What kind of things did you
more yoga.
You talk about?
I talked about the role of estrogen in women and how the health of women is coming undone in a way that is preventable, which is sort of a quote from Dr. Libby Weaver on rushing woman syndrome. But it's true, you know, the more we rush, the more we stress, drink more coffee and carbs and wine, and then that stresses the liver, and then that gives us a bad hormonal profile because the liver gets jammed up, can't get rid of the estrogen. We gain weight, that stores more estrogen. Then you've got trouble with PMS, fibroids, endometriosis flares up. Bad menopause, you've got to really get yourself really healthy leading into menopause so that it works best for you. And then we got on talking about, you know, all sorts of things. It was a great sort of 1.5 hour sort of talk where I just talked off the cuff, but it was great because it was just too fro and we covered a lot of things and it was good, yeah.
Fantastic.
So it was a dream of Hannah's to do this retreat through Monday's Whole Foods, so I'm sure she'll probably plan another one because it was a great success.
Cool.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And then I was just saying all the topics come to me. You know, I choose what to speak on the radio from the previous week on the door kind of thing, or emails that get sent to me. We've had scabies, a couple
which
of cases
I,
of.
I'm and, totally shocked by.
Yeah. And it's just like, yeah, well, I had a pharmacist tell me it's actually recently been as common as nits in the summertime. You know,
crazy.
People are just coming into the chemist going, nits. No, it's not nits, it's scabies this time.
How do people source, like, how do they get it?
It's usually through bedding, but people can pick it up contact with other people who have infected with it too. So, you know, it's a little mite that crawls under this. You often think of backpackers and things like that and bed bugs and that sort of thing, but yeah, no, it's rife. And I guess these things kind of breed in the summer more easily. So I rang Bo Hen Absolute Essentials, and she is the managing director and a really good aromatherapist who trained in Germany, and she was able to give me the perfect scabies. And there's a pregnancy friendly one, and then you can add in extra bits if you're not pregnant. Mm-hmm. So there's lavender spike, eucalyptus, that's blue glum, carnauca and spearmint. And then if you're not pregnant, you can add a few drops of tea tree oil and spearmint.
Peppermint. What does tea tree oil do if you are pregnant?
Oh, it's an irritant, since too, you know, it can be toxic for some people.
Really?
Well, not toxic, but it's just can cause skin irritations and things like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So too strong in pregnancy, we just go, ooh, the baby might not like that.
Yeah.
You know? And what you do is you've got to be persistent. You've got to put it on twice, even three times a day, and do it for 10 days just so you get all the hatching periods covered, and be persistent. And I recommend I'd go straight to Absolute Essential to get the essential oils so that you know that you're getting a therapeutic product.
Yeah.
You know, like, she doesn't take shortcuts, and that I could stand by that product. So just letting you know.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so that's the
lowdown.
Another
thing
that's going down in Auckland
been
City.
Happening. So I suppose people can be a bit more aware that if they have got sick, because it comes out in a rash,
yeah, and a
it?
Lot of people, it was sort of tracking little bites, and you know, it can be in folds of arms and things or along wrists, you know, it can happen anywhere really. But if you're finding that you're getting funny little bites, you know, it's not quite clearing up, and what is that, you know, like we're just saying this morning, you know, one friend came back from overseas and she had it for about a couple of months before she realised it was scabies.
Right.
You know, so
we've got a couple of texts in this morning. Our first person is Morena, and I'm moving to a new city and starting a new job next week, and I'm feeling really overwhelmed and nervous about it. Just tips on how to chill out would be rad. Thanks. So how to keep calm, I suppose.
Yes. Oh, my daughter's just in Dunedin, and I tell you what, the small towns are cool. She's finding out. First thing is, you know, write lists to yourself and also get to know what you like and what you don't. So ask that little voice inside, you know, what do I feel like doing today? Mm. You know, so that you look after yourself on an individual level, you know, because sometimes you go, oh, I want to meet some people. Well, then do that and go out. And then when you need to retreat, do retreat, you know. But the great thing about moving, I've found, is there's texts, there's Skype, so there's all sorts of things that keep you still connected with your old world. But choosing new friends, I would say, you know, go for walks with people. Just text people, go, fancy a walk, because then you can get to know people quite quickly and at a decent level, not just, hi, bye-bye, yeah, really busy, you know, and that. Because I've had people who moved to Auckland and they've just got acquaintances and they're like, I'm actually really lonely. And
yeah, moving to big places, like big cities, is hard.
Yeah, because everyone's busy. I did this in Melbourne too, in the city, but it was like, actually, could anybody come spend some time? And they all meet in cafes. They don't go around to your house and hang out.
Yeah.
So it's quite a different thing. Also, if you're getting stressed or you can't sleep and things like that, go into child pose and do some deep down to your tummy button, because that puts you into parasympathetic dominance, which makes you think there's nothing wrong.
Okay.
You know?
Cool.
And that's a one, you know, you don't have to have anything special in your handbag or any gizmo, you know, it's just going to child pose. My yoga teacher used to say that, you know, if you come home from work and you're a bit frazzled and a bit all over the place, just pull yourself aside for 15 minutes, go into child pose, do your deep breathing, and when you get up, you're just quite refreshed and a different outlook altogether.
Cool.
One Giant Mind, that's a really good meditation that you... And also just keep yourself fed and look after yourself and go to the supermarket and buy yourself some treats. Like my daughter's going to buy some almond butter today. I'm sending her down some peach jam.
Nice.
Just little things like that just help, you know. Go to the op shop, see what's happening.
Cool. And we've been saying hi, and we're off to Japan for 25 days with our 10 and 12-year-old's first big trip. It'll be busy. What can I give them to support energy levels and help them hold it together?
Oh, right. Good idea. Yeah, we've done a bit of travelling with our children too. So all footwear is good, like Nike Air Runners are really good, or whatever those shoes are, because feet are everything when you're travelling, and lots of walking. So that's take Dettol, the hand sanitizer. So then whenever you sit down in a cafe, just wash that, though Japan's pretty clean, isn't it? Then there's some probiotics that are good for travelling in case anyone gets a stomach bug. But also try and do sour foods before meals. And in Japan, you'll have all those pickles like umeboshi plums and things like that. And that will bring up your digestive enzymes and give you the front line. I always tell people to take Active Elements 2.3. It's got calcium, potassium and magnesium in it. So that relaxes people. So if you've got jumpy legs, or you've got a long haul flight, or you're out of whack with time and you're trying to get to sleep, it just relaxes your body so that you can fall asleep naturally.
Cool.
Also, with the time zones and things, take some muesli bars and things like that, because sometimes that can be a problem. It's just like you're starving but the kitchen's closed and you've arrived.
And I will just do one final one this morning. Hi Ange, my partner has quite severe osteoarthritis. Some girls get Mr. Right, I got Mr. Rightus. What should I feed him to assist his aches and pains?
So you go the anti-inflammatory diet, which is basically fish and lots of vegetables, like Mediterranean diet, but really focus on a lot of fish is good. With osteoarthritis, you've got to get the inflammation down. So I would be going fish oils, and I've got a good quality fish oil that's, you know, not rancid.
Yeah.
Let's just say. And if he's done blood tests to check his vitamin D levels, but vitamin D levels are important. And then you've got to use minerals. Like I've got a big jar of Advocal, which is all for bone density. You know, it's got hydroxyapatite, boron, silica, all the things that you need to make good strong bones, because in osteoarthritis you just don't want those epiphyseal plates to break down. You know, you've got to keep those strong, so they, otherwise they can fuse and then you've got another problem.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Ange, for coming in this morning. And thanks everybody else for texting in. If we get anything else, we'll forward it on to you.
That'd be great.
And yeah, so thank you so much, Ange, for coming in this morning.
Thank you. See you next week.
Yes.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.